in the sacred month of Kartik, in the most holy of all holy places, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Today is Govardhan Puja. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the previous acharyas, we have the glorious fortune of being here at Sri Govardhan Hill on this auspicious day. The Govardhan Parikrama is a very sacred offering of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Govardhan Parikrama, or circumambulating Govardhan Hill, has been performed by our great acharyas since the time of Krishna himself, when Krishna and all the gopas, gopis, and cows of Vrindavan personally circumambulated Govardhan Hill at the time of the original Govardhan Puja. In our Vaishnav literatures, we find that great acharya Madhavendra Puri, he did parikrama of Govardhan Hill. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, by seeing a stone of Govardhan in the ecstasy of Radha's love for Krishna, he began to embrace that stone from Govardhan Hill, so affectionately embracing and weeping tears, knowing that Govardhan is none different than the very body of Krishna himself. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed Govardhan Parikrama. In his footsteps, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they perform Govardhan Puja regularly. In fact, Srila Sanatan Goswami, when he was living at Chakaleshwar Mahadev Mandir near Manasaganga, every day it was his vow to perform the Govardhan Puja. Even in his old age, when it was very, very difficult, he considered it such an essential and sacred part of his devotional service. Once a young cowherd boy approached Sanatana Goswami and told him that now you are so old, it is very, very troublesome for you to walk all the way around Govardhan Hill every day. Sanatana Goswami said, it is my worship, it is my service to the Lord, I must continue. So that cowherd boy climbed up upon Govardhan Hill, began to play his flute. It was Krishna, and his footprint entered into the stone that he was standing on. He brought down that stone and told Sanatana Goswami that if you circumambulate this Shila four times, you will get the same credit, or let us say, you will please me equally as if you performed the entire Govardhan. Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they all made their bhajan kutirs at times here at Govardhan Hill. Janava Mataji, the consort of Nityananda, Nityananda Prabhu himself, they all worship Govardhan Hill through this process of Govardhan Parikrama. And our own beloved spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, when he was in his very last days of his manifested lila on this earth, it was his desire that the devotees take him on an ox cart and perform Govardhan Parikrama. What we are doing today is a very, very sacred tradition of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because by performing the Govardhan Parikrama, we can please Krishna so immensely by our austerity. If we perform it in the proper consciousness. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Govardhan the very body of Krishna himself. He would not place his foot on Govardhan Hill, although the Gopal deity of Madhavendra Puri was installed on the top of the hill. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not walk upon it. Ultimately, Gopal, by some trick, he came down from the hill just to give his darshan to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And since that time, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas will never walk upon Govardhan Hill. Every stone of Govardhan is a self-manifested murti of Krishna himself. In many places, we find devotees worshipping the Govardhan Shiva. However, this is not something that can be done whimsically. During this parikrama, no one should pick up and take any stones from Govardhan Hill. Unless a Govardhan Shila is personally presented to you by the spiritual master or a very, very senior Vaishnava with the instructions how to worship it, it is actually an offense to just whimsically take a stone away from Govardhan. So no one take any what you may consider souvenirs of Govardhan. This must be approached with great reverence and devotion. As we circumambulate Govardhan Hill, we keep it on our right side. This is the tradition of honoring the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we should not speak anything but the holy name. During this parikrama, we should take Moni Vrata, vow of silence, only speaking what's conducive to the service of the Vaishnavas, the chanting of Harinam, and the discussing of the topics of Krishna. It is about 21 kilometers around, and there are many stops, so it will take some time. We should be in the mood of service. The gopis, they prayed that Govardhan Hill is the best servant of Krishna. Because Govardhan Hill is providing nice waterfalls and fresh grasses for Krishna's cows and his friends, creating such a pleasing atmosphere for Krishna to enjoy with his devotees. Govardhan Hill is both simultaneously Krishna himself and the best servant of Krishna. So we must approach our parikrama in a mood of service. One service is please stay with the group. Because if you lag behind, everyone has to wait for you. If you want to be Prabhu, then please keep us waiting. But if you want to be Das, 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 Anudas, then please do not keep waiting. So this should be a mood of service, and it should be a mood of sacrifice. We have not come here for enjoyment. We have come here to please Radha and Krishna, to please the previous acharyas, by performing the sacrifice of Govardhan Parikrama. Sometimes a thorn may enter into your foot. There is a scripture amongst the Vaishnavas which explains that the bliss of Brahman multiplied millions and millions of times does not equal to the pleasure I gain when a thorn of Braja enters into my foot. From the positive side, can you imagine how pleasurable the thorns of Brinda are? So this is one day in our life that we should really put our heart and soul with such prayer and enthusiasm in serving the Vaishnavas, keeping our mind fixed on Krishna through his name and his pastimes, and really worshipping Govardhan Hill. Parikrama is a very, very deep act of worship. Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstathaiva bhajamyaham. to the degree we have this consciousness as we were performing the Govardhan Parikrama, to that degree we will reap tremendous benefits, unlimited benefits. And what is that benefit? The awakening of Krishna consciousness within our hearts, which is the ultimate goal of life and the only purpose any of us has come here for, this Braj Mandala Parikrama. Srila Prabhupada gave us the gift of Krishna consciousness. He planted the seed of Krishna consciousness within our heart, and he taught us the process of watering that seed and making it into the most beautiful flower of Krishna prema, love of God. We will begin our Govardhan Parikrama here at Kusum Sarovar. As you can see, this is a very, very beautiful place. Very holy place. Srimati Radharani and gopis, when they will be going to Sri Radha Kund and Shama Kund to meet Krishna, they would pick beautiful forest flowers here and make nice garlands to offer to Krishna. Also, there is a grove just close by called Ashok Vata, where Krishna would personally braid the hair of Sri Radharani in reciprocation with her love. Just in this corner to your left is the temple of Uddhava. When Uddhava came to Vrindavan and saw the nature of the gopis' love for Krishna in separation, he came to the conclusion that people are thinking, I am the closest friend of Krishna in Dwarka. But now that I see the gopis, what is their spirit of separation? In fact, all the Brijavasis, I have come to the realization I have no love for Krishna. Krishna is not with me even when I'm sitting beside him. He is so intimately manifesting himself in their hearts, although he is far away. Uddhava wanted to worship the dust of the feet of the gopis. He was a great Kshatriya of the Yadu dynasty. How embarrassing it would be for the simple cowherd damsels of Vrindavan to have such an exalted person taking the dust from his feet, from their feet. So out of etiquette, to not disturb the emotions of the gopis, Uddhava performed tapasya in order to become a piece of grass in Vrindavan so that the gopis and their servants and the other Brijavasis would step on his head with their lotus feet, and thus he would achieve the ultimate desire of his life, of the dust from their lotus feet. And it is here that Uddhava is eternally residing as a piece of grass in Vrindavan. Just on the other side of Kusum Sarovar, a little ways, is Narada Kund. Sri Narada Muni wanted to enter into the wonderful pastimes of Krishna in Radha Kund. He wanted to experience what is the nature of the love of the gopis. So he performed tapasya, and Brinda Devi told him that if you take the form of gopi, then you can witness the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and Sri Radharani and their devotees. So Narada Muni took his bath here at Kusum Sarovar, and he assumed the form of gopi in this very place. Some of the Brijavasis call this Narada Kund also. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his parikrama, this place was called Sumana Lake. And Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains, very joyfully took his bath here. This is a very, very sacred place. We should all, after our brief talk, we should go down and very lovingly and reverentially take our bath by putting 3 drops of water on our heads and taking the achman. And in this way, we will begin our Govardhan Parikrama. Govardhan Hill has a wonderful story. It is said in the spiritual world that out of Krishna's love for Sri Radharani, Govardhan manifested from Krishna's heart. And when Krishna and his associates were descending to this world, Govardhan also, ahead of time, expanded himself to come into this world. It is described that Govardhan took birth from the king of the mountains, Dronachal Parvat. And when he came down, he was called Giriraj, the king, the greatest of all mountains. All the other mountains were showering flowers. Even the demigods were showering the flowers on Govardhan Hill when he descended to this world. In the Satya Yuga, Pulastya Muni, he was traveling by this area, north, and he saw the beautiful, beautiful form of Govardhan. I believe at that time, Govardhan was something like 24 miles high. And he was thinking, this is the most beautiful of all places. And in my Astan, or the place I do my worship, Varanasi, there are no such mountains like this. So he asked Dronachal, I would like to take your son Govardhan to Varanasi so I could have nice caves and waterfalls and beautiful place to perform my bhajan. Dronachal began to cry. How can I live in separation of Govardhan? But Govardhan, understanding that Krishna's Leela was to come in the near future, performed a wonderful pastime. He said, I will go with you under the condition that you don't put me down. If you put me down, I will travel no further. Pulastya Muni was very happy with that. So he was carrying Sri Giriraj. And when they came to Braj Bhumi, by Krishna's inconceivable arrangement, Pulastya Muni had an uncontrollable desire to respond to the calls of nature. Usually great rishis don't have such a problem. But he had very serious problem. And you all know what it's like. Something we all have in common, whoever we may be, whether we are rich or poor, whether we be of high caste or low caste, whether we be Americans or Europeans or Indians, whether we be males or females, whether we be humans or subhuman species, we all have certain things in common. And this is one. When you have to respond to nature, you have to respond to nature. So Pulastya Muni, in this aggrieved state, he forgot the vow and placed Govardhan down. He responded to the call of nature, washed nicely, came back, picked Govardhan up, but he would not go up. He wanted to stay here in Braja, waiting for Sri Sri Radha and Krishna to descend. So Pulastya Muni, in his transcendental mood of anger, he cursed Govardhan that you will reduce in size the size of a mustard seed every day. So Govardhan is becoming smaller and smaller, as you will see. As we know, when Krishna came here, he lifted the Govardhan Hill with the little finger of his left hand for 7 days and 7 nights to protect the Vrijavasis from the wrath of Indra. We will discuss that Leela in another time during our parikrama. Govardhan Hill is so very sacred that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally had a stone from Govardhan Hill that he worshipped for 3 years. He saw it as the body of Krishna. Sometimes he would put it on his eyes, sometimes in his heart, sometimes in his head. That Shila for 3 years was constantly covered by the tears of love of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How sacred is this opportunity for all of us to follow in the footsteps of the great souls in a spirit of devotion by performing Govardhan Parikrama. Today we are especially blessed because on this day of Govardhan Puja, when we are about to perform the Giriraj Parikrama, Srila Prabhupada personally sends his very intimate, loving, surrendered servant, Giriraj Maharaj. The Brijavasis, they seldom call Govardhan Govardhan. The Brijavasis call Govardhan Giriraj Maharaj. When you hear Brijavasi say Giriraj Maharaj ki, indirectly they're offering your prayers to Giriraj Maharaj ki. But consciously they're offering their obeisances to Govardhan. What a blessing by Srila Prabhupada's mercy to show us the way of worshipping Giriraj Maharaj. He has sent Giriraj Maharaj. Let us welcome him to our yatra. We would like to request Giriraj Maharaj to kindly inaugurate
to thank His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and all of the assembled devotees for giving me the opportunity to have your association today in our parikrama of Govardhan Hill. As Maharaj mentioned, Srimad Bhagavatam describes Govardhan Hill as Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Lord Hari. Near Manasa Ganga, there is the presiding deity of Govardhan named Haridev. And sometimes devotees begin parikrama there. But the gopis who simply wanted to achieve the favor of Sri Krishna thought, what is the best way to get success, to get our desires, long cherished desires to serve Krishna fulfilled? And they thought the best way is by the mercy of some great soul, some great devotee. And then they considered that Govardhan is the greatest of all devotees and great souls. And therefore they should seek the mercy of Govardhan, and by his mercy their desires to serve Krishna would be fulfilled. So devotees are more eager to get the mercy of Haridas, Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Lord Hari, than to get the mercy of Lord Hari or Haridev directly. So we also pray to Giri Govardhan to fulfill our desires for pure devotional service, to fulfill our desires to serve Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and their associates. And of course, along with them, our desire to serve our spiritual masters and other devotees. Govardhan Hill is also called Sarva Bista Pradata, which means the fulfiller of all desires. Whatever desires we have, Govardhan is ready to fulfill. So we should also be careful of our desires. In another context, there's a story of a man who sat under a tree that would fulfill any desire that entered his mind. And somehow, the thought of a tiger entered his mind, and immediately a tiger appeared, ready to devour him. So material desires are like tigers. They're like ferocious animals that can devour our desire for pure devotional service. So we should be careful only to desire the transcendental loving service of Guru and Gauranga, of Shri Radha and Krishna, and nothing else. His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, created a replica of Sri Vrindavan Dham in Sri Mayapur Dham. And he excavated Radha Kund and Shama Kund. And he also created a Govardhan hill made of many large shilas from Govardhan. And even today one can see the replica of Govardhan Hill in Tirukkannamulai, the replica. And there I saw a verse in Sanskrit. I don't really know the origin of it. But as I remember, the verse says, Namaste Girirajaya Govardhanaya Namine. Shri Govardhana Namine. Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Dayane, which means, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the King of Mountains, who is named Govardhan. He destroys all of the miseries of material existence and bestows the highest bliss of pure love of God. We perform parikrama and we have confidence that by his immense mercy our material miseries, which are actually caused by our material desires, will be eradicated, and by his causeless mercy we will gradually progress towards Krishna prema and the highest bliss of pure devotional service. So I thank Giriraj Govardhan for bringing us all here today. Just one last note. After Srila Prabhupada left his transcendental form in Kartik of 1977, having expressed his desire to come to Govardhan for parikrama on the day of Govardhan Puja, devotees 3 days after his disappearance brought his deity here on parikrama. They brought the deity here to Kusum Sarovar did half parikrama from Manasaganga past Govinda Kund and around, and then brought the deity to Radha Kund and Shama Kund, thus attempting to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's strong desire and almost last desire to do parikrama of Govardhan Hill. And now we are doing the same parikrama on the exact day of Govardhan Puja. And at the time, Srila Prabhupada use the words, we must participate, meaning so many Brijvasis will be doing parikrama of Govardhan Hill on the day of Govardhan Puja, and Srila Prabhupada said we must participate. And thus we are also fulfilling the divine instruction of His divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Giri Govardhan ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna.
Om Gyanati Nandasya Kirandana Swarnaya Chakshur Nididam Jin Tasmai Sri Gurudev. There's not much I can say about Govardhan Hill. It requires higher understanding, and there are more qualified speakers. Today I have to begin traveling to go back to the West, so I won't get to go very far on the Govardhan Parikrama. So I'll get to watch you go ahead of me. No, that's nothing new. I'm used to watching the devotees go ahead of me. Be able to enter very far, but you'll be able to have this opportunity. And if I can get the mercy of the Vaishnavas, then gradually I hope that sometime I'll be able to catch up. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Manjara Kalpatubhisa Kiparasan Nuvivita Patitanam Bhavani Vaishnavasya. So I was also wondering where this beautiful verse came. I was wondering maybe Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada composed that verse. But just recently, and I was in a hurry when I read it, it was either Skanda Purana or Padma Purana. It's from the one of the Puranas. But it's such a very, very simple verse. I want you all to repeat it. You can easily learn it. It's such a simple verse. So everyone repeat. Namaste Giriraja,
Namaste Giriraja,
Sri Govardhana Namine,
Sri Govardhana Namine,
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya,
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya,
Paramananda Dayine,
Paramananda Dayine.
So now there's one more verse you should learn, because this was actually the Prikama verse that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used when he did Govardhan Parikrama. And all of our speakers have hinted at this verse. It's found in Srimad Bhagavatam in 10th canto. And Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that this was the verse that Mahaprabhu kept within his mouth as he circumambulated Govardhan Hill. So we're also going to learn this verse. So first I'll say it and explain it, then we'll learn it.
Antaya madhira bala haridasa bhaja yam rama krishna charanam sparasa pramoda mananta noti sahago ganayosta yoyat paniya suyavasa kandara kanda mulai.
So this verse is spoken by the gopis. And they say, first of all, hantayam. Hantayam, this is exclamation. Are, or oh, as we say in English. Adri. So Adri means mountain. Just like we have got our god brother who's probably the oldest temple president in all of ISKCON, Adri Dharan. So Adri means mountain.
Hantayam Adri Abala.
So now gopis are talking amongst themselves. So we know Bal, just like Balaram, that means strong. And females are famous as supposedly the weaker sex. So they're talking amongst themselves and they say, Abala, oh girls. They're Abal, oh girls. They're talking amongst themselves, gopis. Antayam adir Abala, Haridasa Bhaja. This Adri, this hill of Govardhan, he is not just Haridas. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj, he's famous as Haridas. He's not Haridas of our Uddhav, he's known as Haridas of our. He's the best devotee. Maharaj Yudhishthira, he's the best devotee, but our Uddhav, he's the more best. Our editor won't like this at all. But in transcendental subject matters, even you get to the superlative, there's comparative and superlative of the superlative. But gopis say, he's Haridas of Arja, he is the most best.
Best of the best.
Best of the best. So he's the most dear devotee of Krishna. Hantaya Madriyavala Haridas of Arja. Yamalama Krishna Charanas Parasam Pramoda. You may have some friend who before Maharaj gave him a very beautiful name. His name was Pramod. Huh? You have a friend like that? So Pramod means very, very happy. Why is he very happy? Yamalama Krishna Charanas Parasa. Balaram and Krishna are running on top of this hill. Their lotus feet are touching this hill. So he's become very, very happy. By the touch, sparsha, Pramoda. Charna, sparsha. By the charna, sparsha, by the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, he's become very, very happy. Manam tunoti saha go ganayostayo yet. Manam, he, just like we know this word, man. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, tunadapi sunichana, tarorapi sahishna, amanina bhanadena. So he's giving respect to those two, Tayo, those two, to the Go, and the Go-gan means the cowherd boys who are taking care of the Go. Manam tanoti saha Go ganayos Tayo yat. Tayo means those two, Krishna and Balaram, the cows and the cowherd boys. How he's giving respect to them? Paniya. First he's supplying very, very sweet water. There used to be beautiful waterfalls and rivers flowing on this Govardhan Hill. They're still flowing, but you have to have divine eyes to see them. And our Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains not just water, but also amras, mango juice, and a madhu. Madhu means honey. From the trees is flowing honey. And he also says, Punuras. It's like those who entered into the Kunj, the Sridham forest, those were mostly pilu trees. And they have a very, very beautiful burgundy-colored fruit that appears in March and April. It's very, very sweet. So he says also he's supplying this Punuras, this pilu juice. Paniya Suyavasa. Suyavasa means very, very nice grass. Two types of grass. One is that Durv grass. That is used for puja. Another is very, very succulent grass that is very, very healthy for the cows. So both of these grasses Govardhan is supplying. Pani Yasuyavasa Khandara. Khandara means caves. There's very, very many beautiful caves here in Govardhan where the cowherd boys, when it's very hot, they can enter into those caves. And Radha and Krishna also perform very, very beautiful, intimate pastimes in those caves. That's why he's the best devotee, because Radha and Krishna are performing very, very confidential pastimes in the caves of Govardhan. So Paniya Suryavasa Khandara Khandamulai. It's like you see now the season has started for muli. Everywhere we go we see big tela, this dakil filled with muli. So muli means roots, khandamulai. Roots and vegetable. He's supplying so many succulent roots and vegetables for the cowherd boys when they're hungry. They don't have to go anywhere. Govardhan is supplying so many roots and fruits and vegetables for all the cowherd boys. In this way, Manam Tanoti, he's offering his respects to Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys, and the cows. So this was the mantra that Mahaprabhu used when he did his Govardhan Prakrama. So we'll all learn. Antayam Adri Avala Haridasa Bhaja Antaya Madhya Bala Haridasa Bhaja Yam
Krishna,
Rama Krishna,
Charana, Sparasha, Pramoda, Yam Rama Krishna, Charana, Sparasha, Pramoda,
Rama Krishna, Charana, Sparasha, Pramoda,
Manam, Tanoti, Sahago, Tanayos, Tayoyat, Manam tanoti sahago ganayos tayoyat.
Manam tanoti
sahago ganayos tayoyat. Paniya.
Paniya.
Suyavasa.
Suyavasa.
Kandara.
Kandamula.
Paniya suyavasa kandara kandamula. Kandara kandamula. Hantaya madhya abala haridasa raja. Yam Rama Krishna charana sparasha pramoda. Manam tanoti sahago ganayos tayoyat. Paniya suyavasa kandara kandamula.
Bhagiraj
Maharaj ki. Mahaprabhu chanted one other verse, especially after seeing the form of Gopal. Unfortunately, I've never taken the time to learn the Sanskrit to that verse. Maybe somebody knows. It's found in Nectar Devotion. Composed by Rupa Goswami, he prays that may that left hand of Lord Krishna, you know this verse? So we have to learn. That may that left hand of Lord Krishna that lifted the Govardhan hill, may that left hand always protect you and bless you. So this was the other verse that Mahaprabhu chanted. So here we're sitting at Kusum Sarovar. As Maharaj described, this is a very, very beautiful place. This is the official ISKCON swimming pool. During the hot season, we all come here. The Gurukul comes here. We all take our bath here. We have our, after the Christmas marathon, or Gita marathon feast, we have it here at Kusum Sarovar. And as Maharaj said, because now at this time, that Sharad season, the Ras Lila is taking place in Vrindavan. But in the springtime, that Ras Lila takes place on the side of Govardhan Hill. That Basantaras happens here on the side of Govardhan Hill. So because Narad Muni was desiring that, then Vrindadevi, she dumped him into this southwest corner here of the Kund, and he became Naradi. He became the Gopi Naradi. Then he got darshan of that Basantaras on the side of Govardhan. Then she dumped him in this northeast corner here, and he again became Narad Muni. So that Narad Muni's ashram, that's just off to the side here. Now somebody may ask, how can Narad Muni have an ashram? He can't stay anymore for more than a few moments. And that excuse he also gave to Lord Krishna. He was offering very, very beautiful prayers to Krishna here in Braj, and Krishna said, why don't you stay here and do your bhajan? And he said, but Prabhu, I cannot stay any place. He said, that is the material world. This is not the material world. That curse has no effect here. So don't think you're in the material world. Don't think you just took a train or a plane from Bombay and you came here. But this is not, we're not in the material world. And we're going to see the beauty of this Govardhan. It's just not in the material world. So he stayed there at that place. Now the pujari there, or the mahant, his name is Dinabandhu Sharan. In the Nimbarka Sampradaya, instead of saying Das, they say Sharan. So he told me, I haven't seen any Praman yet, but anyway, he told me that this is the place where Mother Kayadu came. You know Mother Kayadu? Oh, we have so many scholars here, usually nobody knows. Hiranyakashipu's wife's name was Kayadu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj. But anyway, Narad Muni couldn't have an ashram anywhere else, so maybe this is the place where Mother Kayadu and Prahlad within the womb heard instructions. But he's telling like that. So this place, off, we won't go there, it's too small, but it's off to the left as we leave this Kusum Sarovar.
Now Kusum or Sumana, just like Chaitanya Charitamrita mentions Sumana. But Kusum or Sumana, same meaning as their flower. There used to be very many beautiful flower gardens in this place, where the gopis would come to pick flowers to make garlands to meet Krishna at Radhakund in the noontime. Radhakund is the Madhyakali Yogapit. So they would meet him there at Radhakund after making flowers here in this, picking flowers here in this Kusum Sarovar. And as Maharaj mentioned in the side here, this is Uddhav Mandir, sitting beside me, with a nice long white beard. This is Uddhav, the pujari of Uddhav Mandir. Uddhav Narayan, his name, Uddhav Narayan. He also keeps a nice chai stall here, but he keeps a stock of our Gokul chai also. Our one devotee from Delhi, he makes his Gokul chai, so he keeps it on hand for the ISKCON devotees who come here. So that Uddhav Mandir, as Maharaj mentioned, Uddhav prayed to become creeper or grass, especially around this Kusum Sarovar, but not on the straight path, not on the main road, not grass and creeper on the main road, but on the hither and thither, the eater-ooter, hither and thither path. Because when gopis are mad in Krishna praying, they won't go running straight. They will run hither and thither, so he wants to be on that hither and thither path, so that the dust of their feet will come on his head. Now Uddhav is also staying here because one time, this is a long story, but anyway, the queens of Dwarka came here to hear, because they wanted to know so many times the husband lake that you see in front of you. This is called Manasi Ganga. Now very nearby is the temple of Haridev. It's a very huge temple. There's space for all of us to sit peacefully. So the Kathamrit will do there. But just you can see, this is Manasi Ganga, totally full. In front of us, this temple you see, underwater, this is the Mukaravind. We're Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we accept this place, our acharyas accept this place as the lotus mouth of Govardhan. Right now, this temple is completely underwater. Now, usually on Diwali night, all of the ghats would be covered with beautiful deeps. But this year, there's so much rain, it's completely overflowing. Two floods are there. Padmanabh Goswami told us there's two floods. Jamuna's flooded and the Kunja flooded, and all the streets of Vrindavan are flooded with Vaishnavas. Now you see one on the opposite side, one orange building and one very sort of funny looking tile white building standing out over the water. So just behind there you see one temple tower sticking up. This is Chakleswar Mahadev. And this is where Sanatana Goswami, as Maharaj mentioned before, he was doing his bhajan on the side of Govardhan in this place. Manasi Ganga ki, Chakleswar Mahadev, Sanatana Goswami Guru ki. Also on this Manasi Ganga lake, so many wonderful boating pastimes were there. So right now, we should get one representative, since there's no ghat left. All the ghats are completely underwater. So one representative should go down on what little steps they can find and take some water and sprinkle it on the heads of all the devotees here. So one representative should go down. That's why when you go down further this way, those on this side, you're going to put designer colors on your...
Sometime later, Nanda Maharaj, Upananda, the other leading cowherd men, decided it would be very auspicious to go to the river Ganges. Ultimately, the heart of all the Brijabasis was only what is best for Krishna. If we go to Ganga, and bathe Krishna, that will be very auspicious for our child. So they planned the yatra and began preparations by loading their ox carts. Krishna asked Nanda Maharaj, "Where are we going?" He said, "We are going to the holy river Ganga. By bathing in Ganga, we become free of all our sins and get the auspicious mercy of Lord Narayana." Krishna said, "But there's no reason to go so far away, because the Ganga is right here." Then Krishna took Nanda Maharaj and the Vrijavasi to Manasa Ganga, and they all happily took their bath. All the holy places are included within Vrindavan. In fact, there is no reason to go anywhere else outside of Vrindavan for auspicious blessings of the Lord. It is the supreme holy place. Just as Krishna, as the Purna Avatar, all other incarnations are manifest, are within Krishna. Similarly, all other holy places are within Vrindavan. And Krishna and various acharyas reveal specifically how Badrinath is in Vrindavan, how Kedarnath is in Vrindavan, how Ganga is in Vrindavan, how Ayodhya and Rameshwaram is in Vrindavan. The only reason we would go out of Vrindavan is, according to Srila Prabhupada's example, to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada never left Vrindavan. Rather, he dug a canal from the ocean of mercy in Vrindavan and brought that water of Vrindavan's mercy to every continent of the planet Earth. Manasa Ganga is also a very special place where Krishna would perform wonderful pastimes, disguising himself as a boatman and bringing the gopis across the river on his boat. This is described by the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. On the banks of Manasa Ganga, we saw Mukharavinda, which is the mouth of Govardhan. The Goswamis explain how Govardhan Hill is shaped like a peacock. The eyes of the peacock of Govardhan are Radhakund and Shyamakund. The neck of the peacock is Dangati, where we will be going in a few minutes. The tail of the peacock is Pantari, and the mouth of the peacock is Mukharavinda. Also along this lake of Manasa Ganga is the deity of Manasi Devi, one of the four worshipable goddesses installed by Vajra, the great grandson of Lord Krishna. Also is the very auspicious temple of Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Vajranad installed five principal deities of Lord Shiva. Gopeshwar Mahadev in Vrindavan, Kameshwar Mahadev in Kamyavan. Nandeshwar Mahadev in Barasana, and Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura, Chakaleshwar Mahadev in Govardhan. This Srila Sanatan Goswami performed his bhajan just at the place of Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Here he wrote many of his most illustrious literatures. He performed his bhajan. He would do his parikrama of Govardhan Hill. We are doing this small parikrama. There's also a parikrama that's much larger, covering many places like Chandrasarovar and others. It is 24 miles long. Sanatana Goswami would do the big parikrama of Govardhan every day. One day, while Sanatana Goswami, actually it was at night, he was doing his bhajan, writing his literatures, he was swarmed by so many thousands and thousands of mosquitoes. Srila Prabhupada called them mosquitoes. And these mosquitoes were disturbing his bhajan and his devotional service to the Lord. Of course, a devotee is very gentle. He was seeing every mosquito as a resident of Vrindavan. So out of consideration, rather than putting a mosquito coil or something like we would do in the age of violence, mosquito mats, mosquito coils, he decided, I should leave this place. He decided the next morning he would go. But Chakaleshwar Mahadev was feeling very great pain in his heart of the thought that his beloved associate Sanatana Goswami would be leaving. So Lord Shiva disguised himself as a Brahmin, came before Srila Sanatana Goswami and said, where are you going? He said, I must go. Too many mosquitoes are disturbing my bhajan. He said, you just stay one more night. Mosquitoes will not bother you tonight. Then Lord Shiva called for the demigod in charge of insects and told him that, please send all your mosquitoes away from Manasagar. So that night not a single mosquito came, so Sanatana Goswami continued remaining here at Manasaganga, reciting the glorious pastimes of the Lord and chanting his holy name. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his Govardhan Parikrama, it was from here. He first took his bath at Manasaganga. Actually, then he went to Brahmapuri, which is just next to the Manasi Devi temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his bath there. That is the place where Lord Brahma worshipped Krishna after the Govardhan Puja celebration. From Brahmapuri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the Haridaya temple. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so jubilant with ecstatic love as he danced before Sri Haridev and chanted the holy name. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent the night here in Haridev Mandir. And then the next morning, he performed the parikrama of Govardhan. There are four deities prominent in the four directions of Vraja, which were installed by Sri Vajana. Govindaji in Vrindavan, Keshavaji in Mathura, Daoji in Gokul Mahavan, and Haridev at Govardhan. We are very fortunate to be here today. Just as Krishna, as Haridev, lifted the Govardhan Hill to protect the residents of Vrindavan, let us pray that we can follow in the footsteps of the residents of Vrindavan and helplessly pray for the shelter and the mercy of Lord Sri Giridhari. And certainly if we do, he will reciprocate and give us shelter from the torrents of the rains of material existence and give us his loving service. Thank you very much.
Raghunath Maharaj was mentioning
Srimad Mahaprabhu. On his prakrama, he came to this Haridev Mandir. And he was dancing in ecstasy and he was chanting, Hare Krishna! So we were sitting in that very Mandir where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in ecstasy. And when all of the Vrijbasis
saw Mahaprabhu dancing. In fact, we used to have a beautiful painting in the side of our Krishna Balaram temple. Those were older devotees, they remember. Mahaprabhu was dancing. And all the Brijbasis, they thought that except for the color and that he has no flute, this is the self-same Brijendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. They were saying, nobody else could have such pain like this, could dance like this. Must be the self-same Brijendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. But now he has no flute and he has no sham, no blackish complexion. But he's the self-same Brijendra Nandan Shyam Sundar. So that place, Chakleshwar, according to Sanskrit rules, somehow, in this case a particular Sunday, somehow becomes, an L comes in there. But this is the place when Thakurji, he lifted that Giriraj hill, then also his Sudarshan Chakra came and was spinning and keeping all of that water from coming on top of the Brijbasis. So that place, right above, this is the center. So that place is Chakratirth. And Lord Mahadev stays there in the form of Chakleshwar Mahadev. Another interesting story, there's a couple of interesting stories that were very favorites of Prabhupada. There was one nice devotee named Bhagatji, used to live just near our ISKCON guest house. He helped Prabhupada in many, many ways to construct this Krishna Balaram temple, because we were always being cheated in so many ways. So he did nice service for Prabhupada. He loved Prabhupada very much. And he used to tell these jokes, and Prabhupada used to love to hear those jokes. So one of them is connected with Govardhan. So he said there was one devotee, he was the station master in Mathura, and his name was Ramdas. Finally he retired and he began to do bhajan. And sometimes he would come to Govardhan, and Govardhan, he had a friend named Krishnadas. So he would come to visit Krishnadas sometimes. So one time when Ramdas came to visit Krishnadas, he told Krishnadas that, "Krishnadas, I'm becoming very old. Very soon I will be going to Golok." "Acha? Is it? You're going to Golok?" "Yeah, very soon I will go to Golok." "Acha." So then the next time Ramdas came to visit Krishnadas in Govardhan, then Krishnadas told Ramdas that Thakurji is very worried. "Huh? Thakurji's worried? Why? Because you told that very soon you're going to Golok, so he's very worried." "He's very worried? Why? Because I'm coming to Golok. Why is he worried?" His trouble was, Ramdas, although he was very, very nice Vaishnava, he was very much attached to drinking tea. He was very much attached. He could not give it. We see also this very great difficulty. So he said, "No, Thakurji's very worried." He said, "What? Why Thakurji's worried?" He said, "He's very worried because you're coming to Golok very soon." "So? Why he's worried?" "Because he's not keeping any Britannia tea biscuits in his Golok dham." So another story, as we were mentioning in Gokul, in Ramanreti, about everyone taking prasadam together, beginning, everyone standing up together. There's one other story Bhagatji told me, he used to tell to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada got great pleasure from that story. Was that one time, and in this, all the rules of Vaishnava etiquette around prasadam. Prasadam is a very sacred thing. We don't actually understand prasadam. Taking prasadam, it's not taking, we're honoring prasadam. It is a very, very sacred activity. We should be in a very, very sublime consciousness. I've seen sometimes people are taking prasadam, temple president comes and starts chastising one devotee right in the middle of prasadam. But prasadam is a very sacred thing. You call him to your office and you've been chastised, go ahead chastise, not during prasadam time. Don't talk nonsense during prasadam time. It's a very sacred thing. and is a very wonderful exchange of love between the Vaishnavas. So one time, Narad Muni, he was talking with Parvati. And Lord Shiva was off in Himalayas, he was meditating. So Narad Muni told Parvati that, Mother Parvati, you never invite us for any bandara, you never invite us for any feast. Mother Parvati, but you munis and rishis, you're always doing tapasya and fasting and so many vrats. No, no, if you invite, we'll all come. If you invite, we'll all come, certainly. So then she fixed up a date with Narad Muni. And she, Narad Muni went to her. He's a very clever fellow. While Shiva was gone, he made this arrangement. Then Lord Shiva, he came back. And Mother Parvati told that I made arrangement for Bandara for all the Munis and Rishis on such and such day. You foolish woman, what have you done? Well, Narad Muni, Narad Muni, don't you know better? Listen to this fellow. If all the Munis and Rishis will come, then Agastya Muni will also come. You remember Agastya Muni? There was two demons that were terrorizing the earth, and nobody could find them, because at night time they would go inside the ocean. So finally they figured out they're hiding in the ocean, so they called Agastya Muni. Agastya Muni, in one gulp, he drank up the whole ocean, those demons were exposed, and Thakurji finished them off. I can't remember the names. Anyway, what was the name of those demons? The demon. Maybe this Kaitava, I don't remember. Anyway. So, he said, now Agastya Muni will come, and even you, Mother Parvati, the Universal Mother, you will not be able to satisfy this fellow. And you'll be in big trouble. Then what will you do? Anyway, what to do now? You have arranged. So that time came, then all the sages, they all began to assemble and they all sat in lines. And Agastya Muni, he was very, very particular. He wanted to sit at the very last place. Because when they're serving prasadam, there's another rule you should know. Nobody except the last person is able to ask, has the right to ask for anything more. Otherwise, they're going, giving two puris, and you want four, then it disturbs. There are thousands of people to serve. So ping, 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 ping. The last person in line, there's no disturbance. He can ask for four, he can five, whatever he wants. So Agastya Muni, he wanted to take the last place. After everyone sat down, then Agastya Muni. Then, Prajnanandam Shyam Sundar, disguised as the sadhu, the big, big jata on top of his head, he came and he sat down beyond Agastya Muni. Hey, what are you doing? That's my place. Why you come in? And Thakurji said, look, you can have the right. Just let me, I will stay here. All right. As long as he got his right to ask, then it's all right. So then they began serving prasadam. So now you all know, Vaishnava, he's very soft-hearted. How is it possible for a Vaishnava to eat prasadam when there's another Vaishnava in front of him who has nothing on his plate? Can a Vaishnava do like that? We can do like that. If we're Kalo Sudra Sambhava, we're all less than Sudras. But Vaishnava, he cannot eat when another Vaishnava has nothing on his plate. So when everyone is served prasadam, then Mahaprasada ki, then everybody starts taking prasadam together. After everyone has something on his plate. So they served out, everybody was sitting, and they, Mahaprasada ki, and they all began serving prasadam. And so the other rule is that nobody will stand up until everyone is finished. Or, if somebody does stand up, then immediately everybody just stands up and goes to wash his hands. If somebody will stand up, then everybody will stop eating and immediately stand up and go wash. If nobody stands up, if somebody does, then... So Agastya Muni, they were serving prasad and they came, you know. Whatever was left in the pot or the basket, he said, all right, put it all, just save a couple for him. Because Krishna was sitting next to him. You save a couple for him. So he had a huge pile of prasadam. So they were serving and serving. Every time they served seconds, he just, whatever was left, he said, just save some. So everybody was finished for a long time. And Agastya Muni, he's still eating and eating and eating and eating. And everyone knows if somebody will stand up, then everybody can go. But they're all afraid. Agastya Muni's got great anger. So everyone's paid. Everyone's finished for a long time. They're all waiting and waiting. Hey, bring some more rasgullas. So then, Nandanandan, disguised as a sadhu, he stood up. As soon as he stood up, he's going to get the blame. So everybody, all the sadhus, Hari Hari Ho! They all stood up and ran up to wash their hands. Meanwhile, Gassamuni became like, hey, what have you done? Look, I'm a Ganesh, and you stood up, what is this? And I didn't even drink water. I ate so much prasadam, and I didn't even get to drink water. And Thakurji said, look, you just wait one, be patient a little while. I will also fire your thirst. So when Thakurji lifted up the Giriraj, he tilted it to one side. And he told Agastamuni, you go sit there at the end. So when all the water was running off Giriraj, Agastamuni, therefore, the Vrishbhasis, they never got any type of difficulty. No water came under the hill. They had no difficulty whatsoever. Chakra was there. Agastamuni was there. Oh, Giriraj, Maharaj. So, also, as I told before, this Manasi Ganga actually used to be a flowing river. So many boating pastimes took place there. And it was a great big lake. One time the gopis came with all of their yogurt and dahi and ghee and makkhan, big pots on their head. And they were looking around for some boatman to take them across. But there was only one old boatman, he was sound asleep. So Radharani, she sent the lake to go, we came up, telling him we have to get across this lake. It's too far to walk around. They came over and said, oh, boatman, wake up. Please take us across. Huh? Look, my boat is very, very old. It's full of cracks. If you all get in this boat, it'll sink and we'll all die. And leave me, let me sleep. I'm going in very nicely. So they went back and told Radha. No, there's no other boat around. He's the only boatman here today. So they went back and wake up, boatman. Huh? He said, there's no one else. You have to take us. But I'm warning you, my boat is very old. It's full of cracks. Anyway, you're insisting. All right, let's go. So he went over to his boat. He sat down, all the gopis, they got in his boat. So that boatman, he pushed away from the shore. Then he pulled out one cork from his boat. And also he was rocking the boat like this. And it was shaking and water was coming inside and all the gopis became frightened. And again, Radharani said to Lita, go tell him, please save us. Somehow or other, we're all going to die. He said, oh, boatman, please save us. There's water is coming in, boat is rocking. I told you before that my boat is very old and leaky. Now, and you girls, you have such heavy, heavy pots. If you don't throw these pots of yogurt and butter and ghee and everything overboard, we're all going to die. So the gopis immediately threw all their butter pots overboard, and still the boat was rocking, and water was coming. Again, Radharani sent the Lita, go find us. Boatman, please save us, we're all going to die. I told you in the beginning, but you didn't listen. And you girls, you have such heavy, heavy jewelry. If you don't throw all of this jewelry overboard, we're all going to drown. You please. So immediately they began to throw all their gold and silver and jewels and pearls, necklaces, everything into water. Still boat was rocking, water was coming. Again, Lalita went, so boatman, please save us, we're all going to die. I told you before, but you didn't listen. And you girls, you have such heavy saris on. You have to take off these saris and throw them overboard, otherwise we're all going to die. And Lita said, look, we got a better idea. We're going to throw you overboard. So, by now you must have understood who our boatman is. So at that point, Radharani, in great distress, she ran and she just put her arms around that boatman who was hanging on his neck just like a necklace. Said, oh, boatman, please save us. Don't let us do this. Don't make us do this. Don't let us take our saris off. Please save us anyway, anyhow. So now that boatman, he's got his desire right around, he's hanging around his neck just like a necklace. He put his cork, he slowed down the boat from rocking, and immediately he rowed to the other side. Like this, so many millions and millions of pastimes are taking place on this Manasi Ganga lake. Bolo, Sri Sri Radha, Shyama Sundar Ki. And since we're talking about prasadam, there's another, hopefully it'll come soon, there's another pastime connected with this Brahmakund. Because we saw one Brahmakund there in Vrindavan, that's where Brahma, he stole the cowherd boys, because they were all sitting around. And what were they doing? Nanda Nandan took a bite out of his laddu and he passed it to his friend and said, just see what nice laddu my mother Yasoda has sent. Now, do we do that? Ordinarily? We bite something and we hand to a friend? And the friend, he took bite out of his laddu and he handed it to Nanda Nandan and said, oh Kanna, just see what my mother has sent, nice sweet. Who's your pujari in Gopinath? Chopati. Can I? Who is his name?
Rupa
Raghunath. Now if you saw your Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, he's sampling all the sweets before he offers them to the Lord. Huh? You saw that? You'll take a stick and you'll beat it. Get out of here. But this cowboy is taking bite. He's offering to the Lord after taking bite. You saw your pujari do that? You take a stick and beat it. Get out of here. So this is how Brahma, he became very confused. This is not, this is Bhagavan or this is some Gwal se bana hui Bhagavan. This is Bhagavan made up by the cowherd boys, or what is this? So later, after the whole pastime was finished, you don't have time to go past the whole pastime, then he realized, what a fool I was. Krishna was taking a bite out of that laddu. I mean, we offer the boat to the Lord, we have faith. Prabhupada has told us that you put tosi leaf and you make a nice plate and you offer it. And we have faith, but we never saw, anyone ever saw that Gopinath ate the prasadam? The boat? You ever saw? Anyone saw Radha Shyam Sundar? Radha Ras Bihari, anybody saw? We never saw. We have faith. Our Guru Maharaj told us, therefore we follow, but we never saw. But these cowherd boys, directly from mouth of Nanda Nanda, they were getting Mahaprasad. Directly from mouth of Nanda Nanda. Mother Sachi, she saw when Mahaprabhu would offer to Mahaprabhu, then she would see. Sometimes she thought she was dreaming. At least she saw. We never see. But these cowboys, right? These pratyaksh. There's different types of praman. Pratyaksh praman. Before their eyes. So Brahma thought, what a fool I was. But still, because he thinks he's Brahma, he can't come and just ask for some of that nice Mahaprasad. So he thought, what to do? So one day the cowherd boys were having picnic on Manasi Ganga. So Lord Brahma, he came in that Brahmakund as a little machli fish. He thought, when they come to wash their hands, then some of Krishna's remnants will come off in his finger, then I will get that Maha Maha Prasad. Directly from Lord's lotus hand. Of course, Lord, he's sitting in the heart of every living being. He knew Brahma's desire. Therefore he came there to that kund, Brahma kund, with his clean left hand he took water and he washed his hand over the door. Because unless you give up your false ego and become humble follower of the Vrajavasis, you cannot get Nanda Nanda's mercy. You cannot get that Vraja from him. Therefore we're all very, very fortunate because we are all the followers of the most wonderful Vrajavasis. Prabhupada is the most wonderful Vrajavasi. If we continue following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, then very certainly we will get the Mahaprasad of Sri Nandanandan directly from his lotus mouth. Oh, Srila Prabhupada ki!
It has been constructed by the kind efforts and sacrificial devotional service of His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, His Holiness Tamal Krishna Maharaj, and His Grace Keshav Bharati Prabhu. It's a beautiful, beautiful ashram with the nicest possible darshan of Sri Giriraj, just across the street. And if ever any of you would like to come and spend a few days here in the association of Sri Kesha Bharati Prabhu, you will be most fortunate. I would like everyone to offer our grateful expression to Kesha Bharati Prabhu by saying Hari Bol. I would like to request you, Prabhu, to kindly give your blessings and some words of encouragement to all the devotees.
Hare Krishna. I'm not one to be speechless, but right now, when I say I don't have very much to say, this is our home. This is the destination of the soul. The ultimate destination of the soul is the lotus feet of Giriraj Govardhan. So if you feel very much at home here, don't feel surprised. It's not a matter of, you know, welcoming you or making you feel welcome or encouraging you to come back again or whatever, because this is where we're headed and this is where we'll end up. So I am a fallen soul here at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan, and I just request that you all please bless me so that I can attain an eternal residence here and I never have to leave again. It's not easy to stay in Govardhan. We have to be purified of our material attachment. You can't stay in Govardhan unless you're completely purified of material designations and attachments. And in order for that to happen, you have to experience so many things. The summers are very extreme, and the winters in comparison are very extreme, and there's no sense gratification to kind of smooth it over. You just have to more or less confront yourself. But anyway, Giriraj Govardhan, in case you haven't noticed, is extremely blissful, unlimitedly blissful, and he is Krishna himself acting as the servant of himself, Haridas Kivaryo, not only the servant but the best servant, certified by Srimati Radharani herself. So this puts him in the same category as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So people come from everywhere and they circumambulate, and for so many reasons they circumambulate, to get through school or to get a son or to, for their business to do well or whatever, or some for love of God. But Giri Govardhan is so merciful that he doesn't listen to all those other things and he just gives love of God. And Raghunath Das Goswami says that just by looking at Giri Govardhan and Radha Kund, you get the most wonderful love of God. Just by looking. Thank you very much.
There's a little history to the ISKCON Bhaktivedanta Ashram here. A few years ago, some of us had the idea that we should have a place at Govardhan. Almost every other Gaudiya Vaishnav institution has one. And I did feel
more at home here than anywhere else. When I was initiated by mail, Srila Prabhupada sent a letter that Giriraj is a name for Govardhan Hill, where Krishna used to tend his cows. And great devotees take stones from Govardhan Hill and worship them just like Krishna. So the present property is considered to be the best property at Govardhan. It's near enough to the city to provide security and some convenience, but it's far enough from the city that you feel like you're in the country. And as His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj mentioned, that the darshan of Govardhan Hill here is one of the best. We're opposite Govardhan practically at the highest point. So we investigated and we found that the palace belonged to a king, the Maharaj of Khajuraho, actually another place near Khajuraho, but his main palace is in Khajuraho. So we had no way of making contact with him, so we just, myself and one friend, we just took a train down there, and we didn't know what to expect. We asked, you know, where's the palace? It's a huge palace. And we approached, and there was an old man sitting on the front porch of the Khajuraho Palace reading some religious book. And he was the Maharaj. So we told him that we were interested in the palace. And following Srila Prabhupada's example of boldness, we asked him to donate the property to us. The man was very pious. He was very sweet. But he just couldn't quite agree to give it to us. But he did offer it to us for a very reasonable price. So my friend, you know, was a little shrewd, which one must be when one lives in Vraj. So he said that, you know, better have him promise you in front of the deities that he will give the palace for such and such price. So I kept it in my mind, and after some time the Maharaj said, I want you to come inside the palace and see my temple. So we went inside, and actually he was worshipping a picture of Sadbhuj, the six-armed form of Lord Chaitanya, or the six-armed form that Lord Chaitanya manifests, two hands as a sannyasi with danda and water pot, two hands as Krishna holding flute, and two hands of Lord Ramchandra with bow and arrow. So I said, this is very auspicious. Why don't you, you know, recommit your offering in front of your deities? So he did it. Anyway, then the intrigues and politics began. And the locals, they have so much money. And then someone came and said, someone else is willing to pay, you know, six times more than you've offered it for to them. And so there were some delays. And I went a few times to Khajuraho to meet the Maharaj, and the Maharaj kept insisting that people are putting pressure on me, but I've given my word, I will not break my word. But nothing was really happening. So then His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami
got involved, and he felt that although the king wasn't saying it, maybe we have to offer the king some more, and not just the king, but maybe his secretary, his son, his other associates. And so he deputed Mahamantra Das, who's presently based in Delhi, and Mahaprabhu Das from Bombay, quite a team. And they were able to sort out all the reasons for the delay. And on the most auspicious day of Varaha Dwadasi, the conveyance was signed in Mathura. And the next day, on Nityananda Trayodasi, we came to the palace and had Harinam Sankirtan and began service at the palace. But there was still one more obstacle, and that is that the king had rented out a large portion of the premises to one local school. And even though the school had closed down, all the school furniture was there. And you can't just, like, remove someone else's property in India, as you well know. So we approached the school superintendent. He couldn't do it. Then, ultimately, we had to go all the way to the Minister of Education in Lucknow to get the order, you know, to the one under him, 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 to the one in Mathura, to remove the furniture. And eventually, the furniture was removed, and on the auspicious day, and this is all coincidental or fortuitous, on the auspicious day of Sri Balaram Jayanti, the furniture was removed, and we had complete possession of the premises, and we were able to begin the service of renovating the palace. So we hope in the future that the ashram here will provide shelter for devotees who want to serve Giri Govardhan, that it will provide facility for sannyasis and other senior devotees who want to spend time to study and write and practice Krishna consciousness very seriously. And that the ashram will also afford facility to pilgrims like all of us who have come today, that they can get some of Srila Prabhupada's hospitality and mercy at Govardhan and continue with their parikrama. So I'm very glad that we can offer this service to the Vaishnavs, and we hope that you will come again and again, as I'm sure you will, and let us offer you some service here at Govardhan. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Gaur Premanand ki jai, Oh Giriraj Maharaj ki
jai. You get such wonderful darshan. You stay here on a full moon night and just sleep on the roof. You wake up every time you roll over, you just take darshan of Giriraj, make your pranam, go back to sleep, roll over again and take darshan and go back to sleep, and all night long you can take darshan of Giriraj here. And it's a fact that I don't feel as happy in any other place in the whole of Braj as I do here at this Govardhan Palace. Even though I've got my Bindukun, still, I don't feel as happy anywhere else in Braj as I do in this place. It's just a very, very... Giriraj just pours so much wonderful mercy on anyone who stays here in this palace. It's just an amazing... completely amazing place. Alright, so here's the question.
Just about to enter the village of Aniur. And on all the ways back on the Prikama path, we passed one place called Dhan Nivartan Kund. as Maharaj mentioned before, where the hill became very low, that is Dhangati, the neck of the peacock. He mentioned Govardhan Hill is in the form of a peacock. So that was where the neck joins the body, very low place. And that is where the Dhan Keli pastime took place, but we'll tell about that on the other side of the hill. We'll tell the pastime in reverse. Because we just passed Dhan Nivartan Kund. As you can imagine, Nivartan means when the tax was given back. So on the other side of the hill someplace you'll find to tell the tax pastime. But one time, the gopis, they were very, very upset. Always this Nanda Nandan, he's giving us so much trouble and he's taxing us. We should get him. So the gopis, they all made a plan. So Nanda Nandan and some of his friends, they were coming along the path here. And as they came near that Dhan Nivartan Kund, now I don't know if you've ever watched the Western cowboy and Indian, American Indian movies, but always the cavalry comes, then all of a sudden over the top of the hill, millions and millions of American Indians with their feathers in their headdress and their horses, they all suddenly, and the cavalry is totally surrounded. So like that, Nandanan and his friends came, and all of a sudden, millions and millions of gopis just appeared on the top of that hill. Just imagine. So they just came charging down, and they surrounded Nandanan and his friends and arrested them. And they tied their hands with flower garlands, and they tied Nandanan Sika in the tree, and they began to slap him. You rascal. Just began to slap his cheeks and said, oh, we're nice and young. He said, always you're taxing us, so now today you have to give tax. And what was that? They said, you have to bow down and accept Srimati Radharani as the Queen of Vrindavan. So the Nandananda, he looked sheepishly at all his friends, and he untied his sika from the tree and he bowed down at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and accepted her as the Queen of Vrindavan. Sisi Radha Shamsundar Ki! So that place is known as Dhani Bhartan Kund, where the tax was repaid. So, now you may have noticed in front of us there's a very, very tall temple on top of the hill. Very large, not tall, but large temple on top of the hill. So we'll be going there, nearby there soon. That's where the Gopal Didi was established by Madhavendra Puri. Now you also notice we were talking, what was that? Yam Rama Krishna Charanas Kalasham Pramoda, that Govardhan, he's very, very happy by the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram. But today he's become especially ecstatic. He's so amazed that almost 1,000 Vaishnavas have come here to chant Hare Krishna and do prikrama. You see, all of his hairs are standing on end. He's very excited, you see? All his hairs are standing on end. He's so ecstatic. Radhanath Maharaj has brought almost 1,000 Vaishnavas here to do prikrama. He's just astounded. So this village in front of us, this is known as Anior. This is where they did that grand Anakut festival. Because as you know, Krishna convinced Nanda Baba that no need to worship Indra. After all, rain is falling everywhere. Why do we have to worship him? We should worship Govardhan Hill. So anyway, anyhow, he convinced Nanda Maharaj to take... Nanda Maharaj said, no, we'll do another sacrifice. I agree, you're right, we should worship. We'll do another sacrifice and worship Govardhan. And Lala said, no, Baba, look, you've collected all this ghee and grains. It's very difficult to get all these together. This much ghee, you have so much ghee and milk and honey. Then
matter, we do that, Govardhan Puja. So anyhow, he convinced Nanda Maharaj, so they took all of that ghee and they began to cook mountains and mountains of puri. And they took all of that milk and they made buckets and pots and pots and pots of nice kheer with kaju and kishmish and makana and chiranji and kesar and so many nice things. And with that dahi they made nice nectar. They filled up kurns. It was kurns just filled with sweet rice. Kurns filled with nectar. There was mountains and mountains of puris. There was mountains and mountains of gulab jamun. Prabhupada said, this is our ISKCON goli, ISKCON bullet. Mountains and mountains of pots of gulab jamuns. Mountains and mountains of rasgullas. Actually, all the description is given there in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna gave a special list, all made with ghee and milk and yogurt, all nice things from the cow. And he said, I hope our cooks have paid attention today, because we already saw many snakes today. And Krishna, Nandanandan, he told that anybody who doesn't follow this process as I have described it, there's many snakes living on Govardhan Hill and they will bite such persons. So you told the cooks? So you better be careful today. We'll see when we have lunch whether they follow Krishna's instructions or not. So when they assembled all of these mountains and mountains of puris and mountains of pots of paneer sabji and mountains of baskets of laddus and mountains of baskets of pakoras all fried in veal cow ghee and mountains of samosas and mountains of kachoris. All of the mountains and mountains of all of these offerings. Then suddenly, another form separate from Krishna appeared on top of Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan became just like a gigantic throne, just like you see here. Some of these rocks look like they may have been that throne. And that gigantic form of Krishna sat down and he looked at all that boga that was lying there. And Krishna and Balaram, they were separately constituted. This was separately constituted. They just said, just see how Govardhan has assumed a huge form to accept our offerings. And Krishna and Balaram, they both bow down and pay their obeisances to that form of the other Krishna. And all the Rishvasis, they all bow down following Krishna, they all bow down before that huge form. So then, that huge form, he saw all of this boga was there, and immediately began eating. And since he's just a small boy, he doesn't know what is, if so much is there, he doesn't know what is right hand, what is left hand. He just began eating with both hands, so much is there, he began eating with, in fact, suddenly he manifested hundreds of right hands, hundreds of left hands, and he just swallowed everything up. Both hands, hundreds of left hands, hundreds of right hands. All those kuns of sweet rice, nectar, piles of puris, paneer sabji, samosas, pakoras, kachoris, gulab jams, everything. He just chung 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 lup 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 lup. And everything was finished. And just like we see all the small children, no matter how much you feed them. So he began crying. Especially Vishvasi children, like, when we have some picnic somewhere, they just have lunch, but the news will all come and they'll just beg and beg and beg. They can eat 24 hours a day following their leader. So, Nanda Baba, he said, but Prabhu, whatever we had, we've offered you, there's nothing left, you please be satisfied. And all the cavalrymen said, no, whatever our stock was, all our ghee, all our grains, everything we finished, you please be satisfied. Give me more. Then, Lord himself,
Prakriti himself came forward. He said that, Baba, whatever we have, we offer, there's nothing left. You please be satisfied. Any more, give me more. So just then some Brahmins came. And they handed Nandanandan some tosi leaves. So Nandanandan, he offered those tosi leaves to that other form of Krishna on the hill. He took those tosi leaves in his mouth. And he said, Santosmi, now I'm fully satisfied. Those of us, we always remember when Srila Prabhupada would say that. It's so sweet. If you ever have the tapes and you hear Prabhupada say, fully satisfied. So he said, like, now I'm fully satisfied. So as soon as he was fully satisfied, then immediately, suddenly, all those lakes of kheer, shoom, they have reappeared. All those lakes of nectar, they appeared. Baskets of puris, they have reappeared. Mountains and mountains of laddus and samosas and pakoras and paneer sabji, everything, shoom, re-manifest itself in front of all of the Vrishvasis. So they had wonderful, wonderful prasadam feast here. So this is that very place where that Anukut ceremony took place. Therefore this village, even today, you can see all the signs. It says, Anayor Prikamamarg. This is, even today, this village is still known as Anayor. This is the place where Giriraj was begging, more, give me more. Because we're always holding back something. Most of the time we're holding back something. One time I was in Los Angeles. I just happened to arrive. It was Prabhupada Remembrance Day. I hadn't planned it that way, but I just happened to arrive that day. So, one of my godbrothers from Australia, I can't remember his name, but he was giving nice talks. There they had a huge Vyasasan for Srila Prabhupada. Very high up. And Prabhupada gave this lecture that you have to surrender 100%. You have to give everything to Krishna. 100% you have to surrender. He will not go back to home, back to Godhead. And all the devotees went, and he just kept pounding on this point and pounding on this point, and the devotees' hearts were sinking further and further and further. There's no hope. Then Prabhupada said, thank you very much, as he always did when he ended his classes. Then it was a very tall Vyasasan. He took one step down. He saw the faces of the devotees. He said, even if you surrender 90%, Krishna will accept you. Then he took another step down. Even if you surrender 80%, the devotees' hearts began to come a little higher. Prabhupada took another step down. He said, even if you surrender 70%, Krishna will take you back to home, back to God. So as I said, we are all following Srila Prabhupada. He's giving us Krishna. He's giving discount even. We've got 30% trick. That is why we should never leave Prabhupada's path. We've got very, very special discount. Oh, Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Giriraj Maharaj ki jai!